Previously on Do or Dice.
What unholy abomination are you trying to create?
I don't really know. I made some lightning.
With what?
With bits of my blood and some jerry.
I'm gonna run to Dagger really quick and just kind of inform him of the situation. Let him know, like, you know, what they want as far as gear mail, what they can do, and what we're willing to do.
We help them. They owe us. If they leave town, we put head on the heads.
Oh, gladly. So, the sewers, would that be a job that we could get paid for?
So, as a courtesy, we normally wash the clothes when people bathe. I'm sorry to say that there was not much left of your clothes.
Let's go buy some clothes.
Okay, fantastic.
You deal your backpack?
Yeah.
Sweet.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So, Helen.
Yeah.
Back to you real quick. What are you up to?
I'm gonna run to Dagger really quick and just kind of inform him of the situation. Let him know, like, you know, what they want as far as gear mail, what they can do, and what we're willing to do, and see if, you know, Arcos would be interested in something like that. See if, like, you know, we would get paid enough, because, you know, me and Jensen still need to get paid enough to go down there. You know, people are going to be missing, so we need to figure out basically the details of the job we're being paid to do and the job that how much money they would get for doing this job and apply it towards, you know, the gear mail and whatnot.
So you're kind of in the den underneath the game shop. He's got a couple of things kind of spread out, a couple of daggers that he's sharpening at this gorgeous but very short desk. So let me get this straight. These heroes need to replace two arms and a foot.
Yeah.
The two arms alone, that is a shit ton of gold.
I know, but I guess they really need it because their one friend did something really heroic and I guess didn't overestimate a situation, stopped something. I don't know. Their words, not mine. And did something good for the, you know, all of man. But in the process, lost his arms and hurt himself real bad. So I guess he needs healing.
The healing, we can cover. That's one, two, maybe three jumps, depending on the jumps. But the arms, there might be some big jumps coming up. It'd be nice to have another monk. The blue we might have to fix. You know, a little hair dye, it goes a long way.
Dare you.
The paladin. Clanky, loud. Half orc, you say?
Kind of a dick.
We need to fix him up first. We can fix his leg, and then we can have him do a job or two.
Well, if we fix his leg, he'll be in our debt.
Exactly. That's the key here. We help them. They owe us. If they leave town, we put head on the heads.
Oh, gladly. So, the sewers, would that be a job that we could get paid for? Is that something Arcos is looking to have done?
It is on his radar. I wouldn't say big priority, but we have lost a few good men down there.
Sounds like just a job for us.
We have the calligrapher and some cannon fodder, so...
Cartographer!
Why not? He can write really well. As the maps look real pretty. But he's also a cartographer. And we have cannon fodder with the half-orc and the Darrow, so...
Not a bad idea. You came up with this plan?
All by myself.
Huh. I'd be damned. So here's what we're gonna do. Tell this half-orc that we will fix his foot if he does a few jobs for us. No questions asked. We'll take care of all expenses paid.
Alright.
If you all manage to survive the sewers, I'll talk to Arcos. I'll talk to the king. Make sure he's okay with this. If he is, you guys come out of the sewers. We will make sure that his daughter brings their friend down here. We put him up in one of our hospitals. We know a few here and there, you know. And we will look into the surgery. But after that, you might have to talk to Bolin. See if his thoughts on this. He knows more about Gamel than I do.
Yeah, I figured as much, but I just wanted to run it by you first.
The healing by itself, depending on how far gone the bastard is, he might be dead already.
Well, from what they described, he wasn't really well off when they left about a week ago, so...
The bonus is, if we start the surgery, he dies. Vessel in our debt. We get three somewhat helpful hands.
Yeah, it's kind of a win-win.
So, tell the half-orc that we will cover his foot, as long as they agree to do the sewer job. It might take a day or two for him to heal up, but walking should be no problem.
Alrighty, I will, I'll be back with you.
Oh, no.
After I talk.
Not down here. No, I'll meet you in Lush. Say, for dinner?
Ooh, yeah.
No, not. Oh, yes, I can do dinner.
Okay, sounds good. Meet you in Lush.
Yeah, 4 or 5, 6 hours, somewhere in there. I'll be there, I'll be drunk.
Fair enough.
Okay, go.
And,
go.
Yeah, I'm gonna head back.
I'm not sure if this is the same voice I used yesterday, but I kind of like this one more. I
honestly don't remember.
I'm imagining, you know, the costume designer from The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where. Yeah. Yosha, how was your shower?
Super refreshing. I soaked all the towels, but that's okay.
Did you do anything else in the shower?
Wait, what?
It, please.
Ignore him.
Just describe it.
just mute him.
Helen is actually going to come and knock on a side door.
Dear, is everything all right?
Oh, yes, just finishing up. And I will step out with a towel around my waist. Just the towel.
So, as a... Oh, my.
And the fan fiction starts.
So, as a
wrong voice.
So, as a courtesy, we normally wash the clothes when people bathe. I'm sorry to say that there was not much left of your clothes.
Yeah. It's been eventful.
There is a garment shop about 3-4 doors down. My husband might have some trousers and a shirt you could borrow, and we'd be more than happy to cover the shirt and the pants that you lost. And I'm sure the writ from the Viceroy could cover a decent wardrobe if that is of interest to you.
You know, that is a good idea. It has been a long time since I've been in something like a formal robe. I miss my robes.
Oh, if you're interested in robes, there is a lovely robe shop in the market district.
Wonderful. Thank you, Helen.
And
Wait, did you say the Southern Kingdom?
Indeed I did.
There is, I believe, a small caravan at the bazaar from the Southern Kingdom. They might have a few items slightly better. Good news is, they do take lines of credit from the viceroys.
That is fantastic news. I shall have to visit them.
So I will leave these clothes here, and let me know if you need anything else. I'll keep the writ. If you're going to the store, let me know, and I will write you a line of credit from the inn.
Thank you.
And I'll take care of all the numbers for you.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Helen.
Of course.
I think she's ripping us off.
Not my money.
Not mine either. Just my head.
technically it's not ours either, so I don't care. But
all right, yeah. I get myself changed, go back inside, see what's going on.
So as you get back upstairs, you see Ordok, your new friend Jensen, and Bo sipping on some stew, eating a dumpling. And there's still a little bit of a mess on the floor, probably.
I didn't get a dumpling with my stew.
Do you want one?
No. No, you do not want one.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. What happened here?
This is Jensen. He's our new friend.
Jensen?
Have you met?
We have indeed.
Oh, okay. Who are you, Jensen? What do you do? What's your job?
I'm a repo man.
What does that do?
I take things from people who can't afford them.
Oh, okay. I bet you get a lot of those people around here, don't you? Because it's expensive. I can't afford anything. Ordok buys me everything.
Should remember that hospitality when I ask for you for things.
You can have Jerry. Just what? Later.
Wait, what? What do you mean you can have Jerry? Where's Jerry? There is no Jerry. Jerry's dead.
I've got Jerry in my bag.
Bo collected Jerry's ashes and you just don't want to know.
I believe you.
I've been eating him.
Right.
Do you want some?
No, thank you. Jerry doesn't agree with my diet. I'll let you know, Doc, sort that out. Hey, I'm going to go buy some clothes, unless we have something more pressing to do.
What clothes are you going to buy?
Apparently there is a caravan from the Southern Kingdom in the bazaar.
You should take Bo with you. Bo, leave your stuff here.
Okay.
Remember the Latin? No, never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
Let's go. Let's go buy some clothes.
Okay. Fantastic.
You deal your backpack?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll take my... Well, it's not my... I'm going to take the bag of holding because I don't have
it. I've got to do it. Bo would do it because he's dopey, isn't he? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go mention to Helen that I'm going to head to the bazaar caravan and get that all set up.
Oh, of course. And she's going to write, and you kind of see she's going to get like a stamp out, notarize this shit. She's got giving you this nice little parchment, probably about 4 inches by 4 inch square, and written that line of credit from the Haven, located in Marchcrest, for 50 gold.
Nice. That's perfect. Fantastic. Thank you.
By all means. Could you do me a favor, and if they have any spices from the Southern Kingdom, could you pick me out a few, please?
Of course. It would be my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Have fun with your son.
Thank you.
Bye, Helen.
Goodbye, Bo.
And off so, we go with no idea where we're going.
Oh my God, they're going to get lost.
Now here's the question. Would Jensen follow them?
No. I already decided that Ordok was the biggest threat to this whole job, so I'm staying with him.
That's probably not this. Yeah, that's probably a smart move right there. Goshen. there are signs everywhere pointing towards the market district, especially on bazaar day, because fuck it, it's bazaar day. Sure. So it's actually not going to be all getting back. It's going to be fun. it is probably 3:30 in the afternoon, so the sun is still quite high. It's a nice breeze coming off the ocean. It takes you guys maybe 15, 20 minutes to get to the market district, and probably another 5 after that to get to the open market square. And you see there are probably about 5 ships docked. Now, the thing about Ironclad is while it is a massive city, a large river from the ocean runs and cuts the cities. There are bridges going across that are drawbridges so the ships can cross through. The central, which is kind of ruling class of Ironclad and most of the Shattered Empire, stays. The river actually cuts around that as well, so central is kind of by itself. So you see about 5 large ships docked in the port, stalls set up everywhere. You see people of all various races. You see a couple of fire genasi just out of the corner of your eye down the road a little bit. High elves, wood elves, a couple of drow here or there, half orcs, tabaxi. You haven't seen a tabaxi in probably a decade.
Amazing.
And there is a little bit of everything here.
No chains or whips.
No.
I'm so happy.
You even see a minotaur carrying crates off a ship, just setting them down. And now that you're looking at it, the whole ship is full of minotaurs. And this is stuff you don't see every day, unless you live here.
I'm feeling a bit emboldened by all this. I'm going to put it down.
Only a few people even take a second glance at. Not many people have seen a giant monkey man, but compared to a minotaur or a tabaxi, people think you might just actually be a hairy tabaxi with a bare chest. So there are stalls and caravans set up all around this place. It's a little confusing kind of see where everything is. How is Bo doing?
Kind of nervous, but at the same time, kind of happy that there's loads of kind of weird looking people, like, you know, minotaurs that they don't really look normal. So it's kind of freaking me out on the one hand because it's so busy and so big and there's a bustle, but at the same time, kind of like Goshen, like a little bit emboldened by the fact that I probably aren't, you know, I'm not really sticking out, my see-through skin and big white eyes, probably no one really cares. Can't really see too much. I'm holding on to Goshen's tail.
It is a little bit bright out.
So holding on to Goshen's tail quite tightly because I'm not that confident.
Fair.
Feel a little bit better, but...
Real quick, Ron...
20.
Yeah, your stomach is great. Jerry's actually sitting quite fine. This is the it's almost like fiber. So later on, there might be some issues, but right now, you're solid. In fact, too solid. But again, what? So Goshen, what is it you're looking for?
I'm kind of looking around at the stalls and the caravans, and I'm trying to hunt out the one from the Southern Kingdom. I'm looking for like robes that remind me of the stuff that I wore years and years ago.
Every so often, you'll see that there are a few gentlemen on short stilts kind of walking around wearing vibrant red outfits. And people are asking them questions and they're pointing off, and they have a big, like, parchment with just, can't tell if it's diagrams, pictures, words, it's a whole combination of things. People are coming up asking different. Yes. And there's probably about a dozen of them that you can see probably within a few yards of you.
Oh, approach the nearest one.
Can I help you?
Excuse me, sir.
Can I help you?
I heard that there was a caravan from the Southern Kingdom here.
Yes. Anything related is going to be over on the south side of the port. If you head towards the Minotaur ship, I wouldn't go too close. Water and them, not a great smell. hang a left, walk down, I'd say. He's going to open a parchment, take a close look. 50 yards, you'll come to a fantastic display of much of what the Southern Kingdom has to offer us.
That is fantastic. Oh, of course, thank you.
If any questions, ask me or my brothers.
Oh. Like that sort of brother? Bo, is there anything you need while we're here?
I'd like to get some herbs. Is there it? Can you tell me about the herbs in the Southern Kingdom, Goshen?
What would I remember from the herbs in the Southern Kingdom?
Quite a bit, actually. That was probably one of the first things they taught you guys is how to heal yourself if you got injured. So you know probably a decent bit about healing herbs of the Southern Kingdom. Other than that, various bits here and there just from travels.
Sure.
I know some herbs that can be used to create healing salves and things of that nature. I know a couple to avoid because they make you sick.
That would be nice. I'd be interested in those.
We can see if they have them.
That would be lovely.
Okay. Which side of the dock?
So you'll see a long caravan. There's probably about 7 or 8 wagons all kind of lashed together. See that they were pulled by something, but whatever they were pulled by isn't really here anymore. It might be outside of the city. But there's a few gentlemen and a few women every so often, and they're just beautifully, beautifully designed rugs on the ground with a bunch of different items kind of strewn about. You see fine clothes of kind of the style from the Southern Kingdom. And down towards about the center-ish mark, you will see a nice selection of robes.
Beautiful place I'm going.
Welcome. May I assist you?
I was interested in looking robes.
Oh, yes, we have quite the collection. He's going to give you a once-over. Grossbert recently?
Something of that nature, yes.
Yes, yes. Are you looking for daily wear, special occasions, or the special items?
Well, now you have my attention. What are the special items?
We have this lovely, fine... He's going to pull out this. It's red, gold, oranges. It looks like an autumn sunrise. Just color of leaves. It is gorgeous.
You should buy that, Goshen. That would suit you. That would look lovely.
Thank you. How much is that one?
This one is 700 gold.
Just buy it, Goshen.
Right. Perhaps something a little more practical at the moment. We have to save money for Talmud.
We can steal it.
And then... No. No. Not our line of work.
I mean, I don't do it as a job, but we could do it anyway if you want.
He's gonna look down at Bo like, funny little man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just joking.
I am Tanaka.
What do you call that robe that I want to steal?
This is the robe of summer.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Did you make it?
Oh, no. I am merely a merchant. Procured this item.
What do you mean procured? Did you steal it as well?
No. I bought it from another traveler.
How much did you buy it for? What's the markup?
Your friend is funny. I like him. You said something more practical.
Surprisingly well versed in... Yes, please, practical. Surprisingly well versed in economics.
Now, we have your standard everyday utility robe. It comes with, you know, the robe and the pants, the shirt, a nice little tie. And as he was looking at, like, the waist, is your tail just out and about?
Kind of, like, I assume her husband doesn't have a tail, so it's sort of back of the pants?
We can make the necessary arrangements for any extra appendages you might have.
That's good. I have many. Now, how much would these robes cost?
These, with any alterations, run about 5 gold.
That, you know, that is perfect. I would like 2 of those.
What color would you like? We have a wide variety of shades.
What color would you suggest to match my complexion?
Blue. Blue is a hard one. I say, ooh, we have a lovely charcoal.
That sounds fantastic.
Would you like both in charcoal?
One in charcoal, and what do you think about one in bright white for more auspicious occasions?
I think you could pull off bright white quite well, actually.
Perfect. One of each would be fantastic.
If you can spread your arms and stand about a shoulder's width apart, let me take a few measurements for you. So he's going to take out this tape measure, and he's just going to pretty much toss it in your general direction, and this thing's just going to go straight and start just going all across you. And he's got this little pad of paper beside him that starts writing by itself a bunch of different numbers. It pays close attention to your tail and kind of where it goes on you. So this thing is just kind of going all around you, checking your arms, head, neck, sides, everything. And he's just nodding. And then he's going to get to work. If you give me 10, 15 minutes, I can have these altered to fit you, and by all means, you can go about your day. If you would care, we also have some over robes.
Ooh. Yeah, of course.
The dark ooh. A midnight blue might be a good style for you.
I think that sounds lovely.
Fantastic. 10 gold, all right.
That is perfect.
Wonderful.
Yep. While you're doing that, is there someone nearby that sells herbs from the Southern Kingdom? And perhaps spices as well.
If you go to the very first caravan, my sister Natasha, she has a lovely selection of both herbs and spices for cooking.
Fantastic. What about herbs for medicinal purposes?
Oh, she does have a few of those as well. Oh, by all means, I will see you momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, everyone? I hope you're enjoying the episode. I'm just going to butt in here for a little bit and talk about our latest giveaway, because it's that time again where we're going to toss out a load of free dice. But we're going to be basing it on how many people enter. So if we get 50 entries, we're going to give away 2 Easy Roller Dice bundles. It's basically a set of polyhedral dice, a leather dice rolling cup, and a metal D6. And we're going to give 2 of those away if we get 50 entries. If we get 100 entries, we're going to chuck in the mix a set of legendary dice, and that's a polished metal full set of dice, and that's as well as the 2 Easy Roller dice bundles. If we get 150 entries, we're going to give away 5 dice bundle sets, and if we get 200 entries, which is, you know, maybe pushing the boat out, but I know you guys can do it, we're going to give away 2 sets of legendary dice and 7 dice bundle sets. That's just absurd. And do you know what frustrates me most? Is I can't enter this. So how do you enter? Well, it's easy. You just go on our social media, you find the post about the Easy Roller giveaway, you like it, share it, and then make sure you're following us as well, because we need, you know, to contact you if you win. And that's it. That counts as an entry. 50 entries for the giveaway, and it goes up over 50 from there. So the more entries, the better for everyone, really, because we like giving away stuff and you like winning stuff. To mention that, I should point out that the fact that we can give away this stuff is because of our great sponsors, Easy Roller Dice. So, you know, show them some love. If you want to buy a set of dice, and, you know, we all like to collect way too many dice, more than we ever need. If you're thinking it's time to buy a new set, just check out Easy Roller Dice. You might as well. And if you find something you like on there, stick it in your cart and check out. Type in our code DDP15 and you get 15% off. That's DDP15. Or Delta Papa 15 if you're in the military or work in a call center. As always, we have to thank EasyRollerDice.com for enabling us to do these giveaways, and you guys for listening and taking part, because we wouldn't have anything to give away if we didn't have any listeners. So thanks very much.
Oh, hey, didn't hear you come in over the sound of my podcast. What's Wormwood Gaming, you ask? Why, what a strange out-of-the-blue question. But since you've asked, allow me to explain. Wormwoodgaming.com is a website where you find high-quality dice boxes, dice towers, and other accessories for all your tabletop gaming needs. And if you use the promo code DUODICE at checkout, you even receive free domestic shipping. Now run along, and let me get back to my podcast.
So at the end of this caravan is, you know, a beautiful rug is laid out. Yeah. And there are just like small tables all around it with just a wide variety of, you know, spices, kind of just large mounds of it. And you can see there's a couple of scales laid out and about.
Gentlemen, can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, it... Please, Bo, go ahead. I believe you are looking for something.
Hello, Natasha. My name's Bo.
Hi.
I.
Your brother sent us.
Yeah, we met your brother. He had some really expensive robes. He's a funny man.
Ah, yes. Yes, my brother is.
I was going to steal them, but I didn't. So I'd like to get some medicine.
Medicinal herbs?
Yeah, I used to have trouble sleeping and I used to eat a plant and it would make me sleep a little bit. Have you got anything that might
we have a few sleep aids, yes, yes.
How strong are they?
We have... Well, depends on how well you mix them. I have a small recipe book that I can sell you along with... the herbs needed and a few other items that can assist you in creating these.
That would be good. I'm quite good at making recipes.
Fantastic. The kit itself comes to about 5 gold, and you have enough, if you made just the basic sleep aid, probably about 10 doses. With the other accoutrements, you could probably get maybe 15-20, depending on the strength you needed.
Say I wanted to sleep like an elephant, how much would I need to make?
You're a small little guy. Well, no.
Yeah, let's say it's not for me, hypothetically, yeah?
To really sleep.
We work with large beasts of burden sometimes.
A large dose, I would just double it, and you should have no repercussions in the morning.
Okay, if I did it... Okay, thank you.
Of course. And she'll gather up some things, kind of weigh them out, pretty much grab a couple of cards she has at another side table and just make a nice little tight bundle and just hand it off to Beau.
I'll show her the line of credit for that. And also, while I have your attention, could I get some just general herbs for cooking? Spices for cooking.
Of course.
2, 3, 4 gold worth, yes, something like that.
Do you have any spices that make people sick?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Alright.
She's going to go through and, you know, weigh out a couple of spices and just write labels on them, kind of put them in these little glass vials. It'd probably give you about 7 or 8 different varieties.
This should do a good number of recipes. Would you like a recipe book?
No, thank you. The spices are a gift. I'm sure she has her own recipes.
May I see your paper?
Yes.
She'll take it and she'll get this other paper she's going to put on top of it and pretty much is going to leave it by itself and is kind of going to track the ink, the seal, everything onto the other sheet. And she's just going to make a note on both of them and just pretty much
good.
Did she just counterfeit our seal, our thing?
No, they do it just to verify lines of credit. So when they leave, they can pretty much cash in at a local bank before they go.
It's a magic credit card.
I wasn't quite sure how the fuck I was going to do that one yet.
All right.
That works. It's like the old Xerox ones.
Yeah.
The old one. I don't. You're so old.
Yes, Camor died.
Carbon paper right now.
Hey, so she hands you back the paper. You kind of see that there is a gold. It's pretty much written. It looks like it was written in gold ink. The merchant's name and the cost.
Beautiful. I guess let's go pick up our robe, more of my robes.
As you get back, Tanaka's going to have pretty much everything kind of packed up and wrapped in this lovely white linen.
Oh, you're back. You're back. It will come to with the overrobe of the dark blue, the midnight blue, lovely color for you.
The white set of robes and the charcoal set of robes comes to, he's going to start, counting numbers in his head. 20 gold.
Okie dokie, here you are. And I hand him the
take it, kind of do the same thing. You're going to see another signature appear on the cost. And you're going to notice that under each one is just like a line item missed out. And he's going to hand your original back to you and kind of just file his away.
Thank you. Very close. Well, I guess let's head back. I'm actually marginally surprised that nothing has tried to kill us.
Yeah, all right, let's get back. I need to make some sleeping potions.
Righto.
So,
which way's back?
Roll me perception check.
I'm good at perception, please. Oh, that's a 1 plus 6.
Those other numbers don't matter.
Yeah.
You have no idea where the fuck you are.
I curse to myself in primordial, mentioning how I make maps and I seem to get lost more than anyone in the party. Well then, let's go find one of those tall red people. I'm sure they'll know where the haven is.
Damn it! Yes, it does say on the sheet the name of the inn and the actual address.
Oh, beautiful. Go ask one of them to point
you. They will gladly point you down the right set of roads to go to about roughly how long. And you guys make it back with no incident.
Wow.
Now, as they were out and about, I know.
We did it.
What was Ordok and...
The first thing that I did was pull Jerry out of his backpack and put him into my backpack. Bring it, little man.
Okay.
Beyond that, I don't really need to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just clean up the stew and the stew I dropped and the rest of the mess. Oh, and I guess I'll actually note all of the books that we have that were like pulled out. I'll just write them down on like a my journal and put them back. I don't have the bag.
And Jensen, you're kind of
stack them and wait for Goshen to get back.
And as like cleaning up and doing all this, at some point I just go, "You're not heroes."
That wasn't a title I asked for. I don't disagree.
The only thing you're here for is gear.
For now.
There's nothing else. You used to live here. Why don't you... You're not looking for anything else.
Nothing that would concern you.
You don't seem like you're too fond of your own order.
It's not a...
You fuck up.
In so many words.
I just go back to sipping on my beer.
After about an hour, after Goshen and Bo left.
That is an awkward hour.
It was a lot of cleaning and, would Ordok have gone and taken a shower? No. That's probably a smart idea, yeah.
I wouldn't have left.
Through sheer coincidence of, all the stars aligning, Bo, Goshen, and Helen all arrived back at the inn at the same time. I don't know how that happens.
Helen. Oh, actually, I don't know Helen.
Helen.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
How did things go?
We need to get everybody together. We have some information to share.
Who okay. are you?
By the way, Helen, this is Bo. Bo, Helen.
Hello, Helen. I'm Bo.
Hi, Bo. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. Who are you?
I'm an associate working with your party here. How are you adjusting to life on topside?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
You from the Underdark, and now you're not in the Underdark.
I've always been upstairs, up here. I don't really remember much of my when I was down in the Underdark. I know I was there. I know I was in a place like that, but I don't really know about it.
Makes sense, given the history of, all of you.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You don't know?
All of what?
Oh, sweetie, we're going to have to talk. That's for later, though.
Okay.
Where's Jensen and Stumpy?
They're upstairs. I was eating Jerry, and then...
What's a Jerry?
He's our old friend. He's dead now.
That was my reaction as well, actually.
Is eating him some kind of weird metaphor you kids are using these days?
No, that's just to get his power.
Come again? I don't think I heard what you said correctly.
I'm eating his ashes so that I can get his power.
You know, given... Yeah, that checks. All right. Let's go.
Yep.
So everyone gets back upstairs. The little room that Jensen and Ordok are in. It's clean now. Ordok was...
Hi, Stan.
I don't think I would actually be that awkward. Ordok does not need conversation. I would have just cleaned and then... Like, Ordok doesn't need conversation. So I probably would have just gone to...
I'm going
to
stand on the other side of the door while they're all in there and change into my charcoal black robes real fast.
So you see...
It's like in the hallway?
No, like, they're two adjoined rooms, so...
Oh,
the
okay.
other side of the adjoining door.
So these things fit you to a T. The shirt is nice. It has just enough breathable room. It shows off your bare chest quite well.
Nice.
It's tailored just right. He managed to actually make a nice spot for your tail. It's just perfect.
I'm in love.
I'm immediately going to go in the room and sit down and get out my fancy pestle and mortar that I stole from that guy's hut and start making a sleep potion. Poison? Well, you know, something, it puts people to sleep, so.
Extreme
sleep. So I talked to Dagger. We have a deal. I walk over, I just kind of pat his head. You just sit over here and do your thing, all right, buddy? Let the grown-ups talk.
Okay.
We're going to fix your foot, first off. We're going to get you a new foot. And
what?
Well, you're not so useful.
I never...
If you're clumping and stomping around down in the sewers. So, we need you back up to at least whatever good that you're... Be nice. We need you back up in tip-top shape. So, the guild is going to pay for your foot. And then you can work it off by doing some job. We'll do the sewers. And if we do the sewers good, your friend will be taken care of. Bye.
That's a kind offer. I don't have a problem with it as long as we're doing good for the people.
Perspective, rather.
No, it's really not.
Oh, okay.
People are going missing. We're going to help.
I mean, you're going to have to do it. There's probably... Gear mail's really expensive. There's going to be a few other jobs that you're going to need.
Pay my debts with good deeds.
Good deeds. Again, it's about...
Shut up, Helen.
The way you... taking care of bad people, which in turn helps the good of all people.
He talks too much.
Doing bad things.
Helen,
oh,
Helen,
right.
You talk
okay.
too much
said
about
good deeds. That's exactly what I'm saying.
He'll work to pay off his debt.
He seems to be on the same page. Doing bad things to bad people for the betterment of whatever.
Good deeds.
I like this guy a little bit more now. He's all right.
Walk back in the room finally after I get all dressed up. Right. So when do we start?
Cool dress, bro.
We're vanquishing evil.
He has pants. It's like a gi.
It's even worse.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we're going to go talk to Bulin. He's going to get you set up to get your foot back. You're going to need a couple days to recoup, and then we're going in the sewers.
Oh.
But first, we have to go meet Dagger for dinner in like an hour. So, we're meeting...
No, it's a more recent establishment.
When was
the last time you were in, besides the 8-year gap?
Yeah, probably in total.
Okay, so in total 11 years. Yeah,
like 11
no, the crime war between the syndicate and the cabal, a lot of things happened after that. A lot of new establishments opened, not just in those districts, but throughout Ironclad, Lush being one of them. So you have no idea what that is.
It's a brothel. So we're all on the same page. if you want to save some of your gold for later, that's going to be the place to spend it.
Play a rousing game of swallow the banana.
Well then,
look at that. Look at the tie.
Are you guys going to head down to Lush right now?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. Bo, are you at a good place to stop your poisoning?
Yeah, I mean, how long would it have taken me to make them?
Not long. I'd say the basic dose. Were you going for the basic stuff or the extra strong?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty good at it. And
yeah,
I've got a book as well.
Probably didn't take you long at all to actually do it.
When I put the pestle and mortar away, do I notice?
Yeah. Roll me a perception.
I mean, I know what's in my bag, so...
True, but this is also a bow.
This is also bow. Yeah.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, you totally notice that the Jerry is not there.
Oh, did you take... Jerry. Oh, okay.
I did.
That's fine.
I am.
I'm going to put everything away, but I'm going to put the poison in my pocket. Yep.
Yep. This is a wonderful, loving party.
Holy crap.
As you guys go outside and make your way down towards the Crowls and
you kind of skirt the edge of the Redeemer District. That is pretty much where the temples and the worshiping kind of happen. You'll see that there is a nice large building with a nice, you know, pulpit outside. And there is a man in beautiful robes, and there's a large congregation out there in front of him. And he's, you know, preaching about Thaum and all this stuff. And you can just hear people talking. Orduk, roll me a
Sorry, are we going to a brothel?
Yes, yeah. Shortly. You hear a few 17. Words here and there. Apparently, this gentleman is actually the high priest slash pope slash big guy. He looks very familiar to you as you kind of catch him out of the corner of your eye. Very.
I think as we're moving along, I'm just going to like stop dead and just stare for a minute to like make sure that I recognize
who he is. Gonna stop like he as we're walking, I'm just going to turn around. Hey. You good?
Friend of yours?
No.
Shrug. Okay.
No, let's keep moving.
I'm gonna take note of that, just like a mental note. We had like 5 or 6 hours to kill, right?
I'd say within time of you getting back up there, chilling around inside.
Okay.
It'll probably be about maybe an hour or so early, but it all depends on crowd traffic to get back down there.
Do we have to go through the narrows at all?
You can take the long way around if you want to, or you could go through the...
Yeah, let's do that.
The long way around?
Yeah, we're going to go through the narrows.
Oh, you're going to go through the narrows?
Yeah. We're going to take the back alleys, too. These guys are heroes.
Let's do it.
I'm curious. Let's see if we run into...
Oh, you...
I prefer the term domestic terrorist.
Son of a bitch.
Just, I mean, if we don't, we don't. If we do, well, we might antagonize a little bit. But these guys say they're heroes. I wanna...
You know what? I'm okay with it. It's been a really boring day.
Yeah, it has.
Oh,
really boring week.
You don't know about all the
do I know
animosity
where he's taking
between
us?
The narrows and the crows, but you do have an idea. I mean, it's pretty much where you kind of grew up a little bit. So
I'm actually too. As we're walking, I'm like, man, it's hot. I'm gonna take my jacket off and roll up my sleeves, and just kind of flip my jacket behind my shoulder and just like walk with my kind of arm out. Just like, ooh, it's kind of warm.
Wait.
Walking, traveling all this much.
How high are you rolling up that sleeve?
You know how high.
I don't think that's a good idea. Am I going to stop you, though?
They say they're heroes. Why not test them?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Just a real quick dip into the narrow, see what happens.
Go ahead and roll me a flat d20 there, Helen.
18.
It is actually a relatively smooth travel through the narrows.
Fuck. Fuck.
Here and there, you'll kind of see a few people and they'll kind of just turn their faces. Holy shit.
23.
Apparently, you're kind of hearing that there was three, four people murdered on the street the other day. So the guard count has kind of come up a little bit recently.
Was that you guys?
Yeah.
Because bodies are just left dead in the street. I mean, no one.
Yeah, we forgot. Nope.
Took them anywhere. No one took them into the river. No one tossed them in the sewer. They're just kind of left about. So
I forgot about that.
They were left about with their tattoo or their sign showing.
Yeah.
So I want to send a message. You're not safe even in your own.
But after about 20 minutes through trying all the worst areas of the narrows, everything is actually quite quiet. It is still daylight out.
I'll have to come back later.
But as it gets to just about dusk, you will get to Lush.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel. Time.